Hello, and welcome to Soothing Pod Sleep Stories. My name is Arif. Tonight, I will be your guide as we explore the biblical story of Samson and Delilah. Many know of the betrayal that took place between the two, but few know of the days of happiness, the days where the two fell in love against the stunning backdrop of the Valley of Sorek in the Middle East. Tonight, we will explore those days and the splendor within them. However, before we begin, let us take a moment to unwind and find comfort in the space that we are in. Find a comfortable position on your mattress and allow your eyes to close. Right now, there is nothing for you to do but simply be. There are no obligations. There is no to-do list. By simply breathing and being present in this moment, you are doing more than enough. Your body will do the rest for you. With your eyes closed, allow your attention to shift to your breathing. Very rarely do we pay any mind to how comforting and relaxing the simple motion of breathing is. As you breathe in, feel how the breath nourishes your body, and as you exhale, notice the way your body relaxes, returning to a place of rest. Comfort can be found in these motions anytime throughout the day. For a quiet moment, allow your mind to wander. Picture yourself lying in a tent outside. This is your tent, so it can be anything your heart desires. Is it a standard tent with a sleeping bag and fluffy pillow? Or perhaps it's a more lush tent. Are you lying in a tent on a queen-sized mattress, wrapped in luxe blankets? Whatever your tent looks like, take a moment to imagine how it feels and picture where exactly you are. Are you on the shores of a stunning rocky coast, with ocean waves brushing against the coast over and over and over again? Or maybe you're deep in a forest, nestled between pine trees, with birds flitting overhead, singing their song into the sea of cedars and birch trees. Wherever your tent is, and whatever is inside it, try for a moment to hear the sound of rain pitter-pattering against the canvas overhead. It is, indeed, raining outside, but you are nice and warm inside your cocoon of blankets, in your safe, cozy bubble. You can just lie there with your eyes closed, soaking in the beauty of the moment. As you breathe in, try and imagine the rain stopping. As you hold that deep breath, hear the sound of the rain gently starting to pick back up again. And as you exhale, relish in the sound of the rain unleashing into a full downpour, releasing its tension just as you are releasing your own. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. Hear the rain stopping. Hold that breath as the rain starts to pick back up. And exhale as that rain pitter-patters, pitter-patters, pitter-patters. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. Hear the rain stopping. Hold that breath as the rain starts to pick back up. And exhale as that rain pitter-patters, pitter-patters, pitter-patters. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. Hear the rain stopping. Hold that breath as the rain starts to pick back up. And exhale as that rain pitter-patters, pitter-patters, pitter-patters. Breathe in for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And exhale for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Breathe in. Hear the rain stopping. Hold that breath as the rain starts to pick back up. And exhale as that rain pitter-patters, pitter-patters, pitter-patters. Now that we've taken the time to relax and find comfort in the space that we are in, let us begin our sleep story, the tale of Samson and Delilah. The birds were chirping as the sun swept across the land, stirring the villages and animals awake. It was obvious almost immediately that it was going to be a beautiful day. The Valley of Sorek was a valley of abundance. The mountains seemed to reach all the way up to the vibrant blue sky that was peppered with stark white clouds. Their hillsides were coated in swaths of green. Olive and fruit trees, ground crops that people had worked for decades to grow and nourish their families and communities with. A small river was laced in between the towering mountains, bringing bright green, fertile soil to the villages and cities dotted along its winding course. A gentle wind seemed to always be blowing through the narrow valley, but it wasn't an unwelcome wind. It was a wind that carried the scents of freshly baked bread and wildflowers and sagebrush with it wherever it went. People would often stop and close their eyes in that very wind, taking in the aromas as a reminder that they weren't alone in this stunning valley, that there was indeed abundance all around them. Many families awakened that morning with smiles on their faces. They rose and greeted the sun to do their morning chores and visit with their friends on the perfect spring day. But there was one individual who wasn't greeting the day with a smile, though he desperately wanted to. His name was Samson, and he was not like the other people in the village. In fact, he wasn't like anyone else in the world. Samson was a Nazarite with immense power bestowed upon him. He possessed superhuman strength, a gift given to him to aid in defeating his enemies and bringing peace to his people. His powers allowed him to defeat entire Philistine armies and protect himself against lions and other creatures he encountered in the wild. Samson was born with a mission, however. That mission wasn't his only goal in life. Traveling around, fighting in wars, sleeping in caves, curled up against a crackling fire. It was a lonely life. Many nights, Samson would sit by the fire and draw in the sand. He found himself often dreaming of a woman with long, dark hair. She had dark skin and warm eyes the color of honey They would walk through meadows together, hand in hand, whispering to one another in the moonlight about their hopes for the future and their beliefs about the world. In those moments, Samson could be tender. Samson didn't have to be a warrior. He didn't have to be the hope for his people. He could be himself, and that was more than enough. He longed for those moments of relaxation and relief. Those moments where the weight of his obligation could roll off of his shoulders. Those moments where his powers weren't in the forefront of his mind. Those moments where the war and conflict seemed as though they didn't matter at all. Many nights, he would try to get to sleep as early as possible, just so he could spend as much time as possible with a woman in his dream. When he found himself in the midst of battle, or cornered by his opponents, he would often clench his hand, imagining that woman's hand in his, giving him strength. He longed for those moments of peace and comfort, and they seemed to find him wherever he was. And that day in the valley, Samson had no idea how much peace he was going to find. Delilah hadn't had an easy life, surrounded by war. Times were always challenging for her. There was always a light in the distance that she just couldn't seem to reach. Much like Samson, Delilah had a strength of her own, a strength that the Philistines used as a weapon. Delilah was beautiful. She had dark black hair that fell in waves down to her waist. Her eyes were kind and the color of honey, and her skin was dark and smooth, always glowing in the light wherever she went. For a long time, the Philistines have used Delilah to acquire information. It wasn't a job she enjoyed. In fact, quite often, she found herself in dangerous situations. But she had no other choice. She had an obligation. Her parents were killed by Nazarites, as was the rest of her family. She was left alone in the world to fend for herself. If she hadn't followed the Philistines' orders, she would have been lost with no money in a war-torn world. It wasn't something she could risk. Every day, she felt as though fate had placed a heavy burden on her, as though it was playing a trick on her. laughing at her expense. But there was some solace in this dark period of her life, though it only found her in her dreams. Every night, she would dream of being with a man. He had tanned skin and dark, curly hair that was so long it swayed when he walked. He was an incredibly strong man, so strong that he could move things with nothing but the flick of his finger. But that wasn't why Delilah was interested in him. That wasn't why she valued their time together. That wasn't why she found herself pining for the nighttime all day long. She valued the man and cherished her time with him because he was kind. He didn't just see her for her beauty. They would laugh together at first. Her laughter was so foreign to her that she herself was surprised with it. As time went on, however, she grew more and more comfortable. Many conversations with the man in her dreams would lead to endless laughter, echoing off the vibrant valley walls. They would often wander through meadows full of wildflowers, trailing their hands through the petals as they waded through the sea of brightly colored flowers. They would sometimes just lie there in the moonlight, soaking in the joy that could be found in each other's company. The peace she found in those moments was unmatched, a serenity that Delilah had never experienced before in her life. On most days, she would spend hours upon hours running errands for the Philistines. She would play a character, a woman in love, a woman wanting nothing more than that man in front of her, when, in reality, all she wanted was to learn his secrets so she could retire home, so she could curl up in bed and fall asleep with a smile, knowing that the time with her beloved was soon approaching. One day, Delilah was sent away from the Philistines with a new task. Apparently, a man was coming to town, a man named Samson. He was the strongest man on earth, a man so powerful that no being could stop him. But his powers came with a secret. a secret nobody was able to reveal. Nobody knew where the source of his strength lay. So, it seemed, there was a way to take his powers away and leave him mortal, just like everyone else. But Samson refused to tell anyone the secret. Delilah was sent to uncover the source of his powers and end his attacks on the Philistines once and for all. Delilah set out on her task, journeying across the city to a ranch where Samson was said to be hiding out. As she rounded the corner around two pairs of willow trees, she took a moment just to observe how positively beautiful the area was. Rock walls corralled happy, healthy goats that leapt through soft fields of bright green grass. Bees buzzed from flowering tree to flowering tree, rolling themselves in the pollen and journeying to distant lands with it. Even the house was charming, with several children running through the meadows, giggling and enjoying their time in the sun. Delilah was directed to the barn. As she neared it, she felt something odd within her, a kind of energy she had never experienced before. The energy seemed to draw her closer and closer to the barn, urging her to open the door and face whatever was beyond the doors, to face Samson. She took a deep breath and slid open the door to the barn. At first, she didn't see much of anything, but then, in the far corner of the room, she saw Samson. A sliver of sunlight leaked in through a hole in the roof, illuminating him in a golden glow that stopped Delilah's heart. He was curled up on his side, his eyes closed, his hands cupped underneath his chin. Underneath him was a pile of soft hay, which cradled him as he napped, utterly at peace. Delilah took a few breathless steps toward him, her gaze transfixed on this man, this legend. He was a man of immense strength, a man that could take down entire armies, and yet, here he was, looking rather small and completely serene in a pile of hay, napping in the sunshine. But it wasn't just what he was doing that surprised Delilah. It was the fact that she recognized him, that long, dark, curly hair that she had run her hands through countless times. That chiseled jaw, the way his hands folded so neatly underneath his chin. It was the man from her dreams. The man that had been a place of utter comfort for her for months now. The man that made the bleak life she led that much brighter. She felt as though she must be in a dream now. She knelt by his side and simply took him in for a long, quiet moment. She watched as his chest rose and fell, rose and fell, rose and fell, rose and fell, as he took in gentle breaths of the fresh mountain air. She watched as his mouth twitched into a soft smile in his sleep. Was he dreaming of her? She wondered. She lifted her hand, reaching out to tenderly stir him awake. But as soon as her hand reached for him, his eyes opened. They didn't look at Delilah. They looked into her. They burrowed deep into her soul, as if they have hundreds, thousands of times. And in that moment, Delilah knew that was because they had. She recognized the golden flakes in them. She knew the way they sparkled when Samson was happy or at peace. And she knew the kindness inside them, a kindness that made her days worth living. Samson knew her eyes as well. He has just awakened from a dream where he was searching for her. He was wandering through a meadow, but every time he got close to her, she slipped further and further away. It was as if she was leading him somewhere, urging him to keep going and going and going and going. And now, here he was, with her by his side. There were no introductions at first. There were no questions. They both lifted their hands at the same time and pressed their palms flat against each other's. Delilah could feel the warmth of Samson's touch, the way his fingertips curled over hers. She felt emotions welling inside her, emotions that she hadn't ever had the pleasure of feeling. She curled her fingers down, intertwining them with Samson's. They sat there for a long moment, hands tightly clasped together, the pulse in their wrists beating, 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 beating in unison with one another. They gazed into each other's eyes, saying with no words, things they had wanted to say in person for months now. Things that they carried with them day in and day out, wondering if they would ever be able to escape their lips. Tears began to well in Delilah's eyes. What happened next was natural. She wrapped her arms around Samson, pulling him into an embrace. He cradled her in his muscular arms, holding her tightly against his chest. He felt as though he had his entire world in his arms. He could feel her breath against his neck, feel her hands quivering with surprise and relief behind his back as she drew him closer, as if she was checking to make sure that he was real. Samson choked back the emotion that was threatening to spill out of him at any moment. His days were full of anxiety and stress. His days were centered around survival. But now, at this second, nothing mattered except the woman in his arms. He felt a sense of peace that he had never felt beyond his dreams before. When they finally pulled apart, Delilah put a hand to his face. "You are real then," she managed, her voice trembling with joy. "As are you," he replied, a smile on his lips. They spent no time wondering how this had transpired. They didn't long for logic in this moment, nor did they long for answers. They longed to spend time together, to experience the things they had only experienced in their dreams before. They both meandered out of the barn into the shining sun. With no words exchanged, they both began to walk in the same direction, down into the wild, untamed valley below, where nature was at its finest. They found themselves walking along the winding river. In some places, the river was strong, rising up over rocks, peppered with whitecaps. In others, it was nothing but a bubbling stream, filling the air with a soothing melody. They stopped at one of these bubbling streams and dipped their toes in the cool, icy water. They leaned back, savoring the feeling of the sun on their skin and the river drifting over their feet. Below, they could see colorful fish gliding through the cool water, weaving through evergreen plants and underneath fallen logs. They watched as the fish moved along in silence. Most days, Delilah would be overcome with a bittersweet feeling as she watched the fish. She used to find herself longing for their freedom, longing to be away from this world of war and obligation. But today, things were different. They made a tacit agreement. Today was the day to escape, a day where nothing mattered but them, their connection, and the beautiful land around them that would help foster that connection. There was no war happening. They had no jobs, no responsibilities. All they had was the water, the sun, and each other. And for the first time in months, they found themselves at peace. Delilah lay back, keeping her toes in the water. Samson lay beside her, intertwining his fingers in her long hair. She watched as his eyes drifted down over her hair, tracing the curve of its waves, until journeying back up again to meet her eyes. She lifted a gentle hand and brushed it through his curly locks. It was something she had done in her dreams millions of times. But now it was different. Now she found herself closing her eyes, and as she did so, overcome by a feeling of comfort and serenity she hadn't felt since she was a small child. They began to talk then, shifting between keeping their eyes closed in utter calm and gazing at each other with respect and admiration. Though they were miles from the nearest people, they found themselves whispering to one another in between the sagebrush and the river, telling tales of their childhood, talking about their hopes for the future. They both wanted a life of normalcy. They didn't long for mansions, for palaces, for servants and horses and fine foods. They didn't long for silks, nor gold, nor silver. They both wanted simplicity. They both wanted serenity. They talked about what their dream house would be like. A simple home nestled between the mountains and the river. There would be a large tree in the front yard. Perhaps a willow, or maybe an oak tree. Its towering branches would provide them with shade. During the day, when the sun was high in the sky, they would gather under there and and recite poetry to one another. They would watch the bumblebees buzz by, journeying from hibiscus flower to hibiscus flower. Buzz, 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 buzzing every inch of the way. When they got hungry, Delilah would wander into the backyard and pick fresh fruit from the trees there to eat. They would return to the shade and feast on fresh apples and oranges, relishing their sweetness as they basked in the sweetness of the day. Then they would care for their animals. They would only need a couple just to keep them company and give them something to live off of. They would have names for all their animals, named after inside jokes or after their favorite things. When the sun would begin to set, they would journey to the far side of their land, all the way up the mountain peak that towered above their home. They would sit there, hand in hand, and watch as the sunset painted the valley below in a watercolor of pinks, purples, oranges, and reds. Delilah would rest her head on Samson's shoulder, and they would whisper their favorite poems of the day to one another. At night, they would sleep curled up with each other in a nice, soft bed. They would listen to the crickets outside and end their day with an "I love you" before drifting off to sleep. Delilah smiled at Samson as they were deciding on what they wanted their future to look like. Gently, she took his hand and led him across the shallow creek, bidding adieu to the fish calmly swimming with the current. It was the end of the day now, as they had spent their morning lying by the river, savoring the moment. As the sun began to set, Delilah led Samson up the highest peak she could find. Along the way, Samson stopped, grabbing an orange and an apple off a tree with a smile. "Our home should go down there, I suppose," he said, pointing down at a particularly beautiful stretch of land against the river. Delilah leaned on Samson's shoulder. "It is perfect," she whispered dreamily. They continued their journey up the mountain, biting into the fruits that Samson had picked. Somehow, they seemed to be the sweetest fruits they had ever eaten. Delilah closed her eyes for a moment, enjoying the sweet tang of the orange as the juice glided over her tongue and refreshed her, giving her a boost of energy that encouraged her further and further up the mountain. When they reached the top, it was even better than they were expecting. there was a rock at the edge of the mountain, perfectly perched to look over the valley below. They had a 360-degree view of the land around them. They saw every tree, every home, every bend in the river, every bit of pasture and hidden meadow. For a moment, they stood there in silence, holding hands with one another. It was almost incomprehensible how beautiful it was. For the first time, Delilah found herself thinking about how blessed she was to be living here, how blessed she was to be able to journey over this land, how blessed she was to enjoy its bounty. They sat down on the rock. Delilah nestled against Samson's chest, listening to the soothing beat of his heart as they watched the sun begin to set. First, the clouds were illuminated in a halo of pink and orange. They seemed to pop out against the sky, ensuring people that heaven was closer and even more beautiful than they thought. Then, the colors bled down into the valley below. The river seemed to turn into a river of colors, reflecting brilliant oranges and pinks and purples on every turn and in every rapid. The shadows of the valley shifted and changed as the sun drew nearer to the horizon, painting shapes beyond anyone's wildest imagination. Samson held Delilah closer against him as the sun dipped closer and closer to the horizon. She tightened her grip on his arm and gave him a smile. They were both feeling the same thing, a sinking feeling that the sun was gone, a worry that their lives wouldn't be the same tomorrow. But Delilah brushed those thoughts away when she whispered, "Since our home isn't built yet, perhaps we should stay here for the night so we can watch the sunrise tomorrow together." Samson pressed his lips against Delilah's forehead, savoring the feeling of having her close, of knowing she was protected. He assured her that that was the most brilliant idea he had ever heard. He dipped down into the mountain below, returning with a handful of firewood. He started it with ease. Delilah watched in awe as the sparks seemed to leap from his fingertips, landing as embers into the pile of wood. They held each other as the embers grew and grew and grew and grew until they were licking the edges of the wood. turning into a small bonfire. Overhead, stars began to peek out of the velvety black sky. They shifted their gaze between the crackling fire and sparkling sky, marveling at each of them for as long as they wanted to. For once, they had no obligations or expectations. They could simply be and enjoy being. As the hours passed, Delilah's eyes grew heavier and heavier. She tried to stay awake, but Samson rubbed her back and gently lowered her head into his lap. "Sleep, my love, and I'll wake you up when the sun is ready to greet us." He brushed his hand through her long, beautiful hair. It didn't take long for her to slip into sleep. Samson couldn't help but notice that almost instantly, a smile crept across her lips. He watched as her chest rose and fell, as she fell into a rhythm of peaceful sleep. And soon he joined her, his fingers intertwined with hers. I hope you've enjoyed this sleep story, and it has brought you to a night of restful sleep. Please join us again tomorrow for another sleep story. Until then, sweet dreams.